According to a memo from City Manager Carl Amelon, contractor BAM LLC submitted the low bid to build the two-point chlorination facility, which should be done and ready to operate within a year. The total cost of construction, including erection of a prefabricated metal building, is about $1.65 million. Amelon says that most of the funding will come from a low-interest loan the city received in 2007 from the state. That loan was for the new chloramine water treatment system, which was supposed to fix an ongoing problem with the city's drinking water. The city's levels of disinfection byproducts exceed federal regulations. The chloramine system did reduce those levels, but not quite enough, especially during the summer months when the weather is warm. The byproducts form when organic material in the water comes in contact with chlorine. The two-point chlorination system will spread out and reduce the amount of chlorine used in hopes of getting the levels below that threshold. The council also will talk about a proposed tobacco tax. The $3 per pack tax was rejected Monday by the Borough Assembly, although the issue likely will return to that body. The city could impose a tax without the borough joining in, but the proposal calls for an area-wide tax. In other matters, City Council member Matt Olson announced during the last meeting that he's moving away for a new job and that August 6 would be his final meeting. City Clerk Katie Suter writes in a memo to council members that they could appoint someone to temporarily fill that seat or let it remain vacant until the October 6 election. The process for filling a seat requires advertising for applicants, interviews by the council, and a vote. Suter writes that even if the process goes perfectly, the appointee would serve only 3 meetings before the election. She recommends leaving the seat vacant for now and waiting for a candidate to be elected to complete that term. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.